What does the mass spectrometer look like? As I indicated, it's a gas phase sample that's put into a chamber which is impacted by an electron beam. The ions that are produced then are accelerated towards a detector. They'll either go through a magnetic field or an electric field to separate the ions out. So in the case of this magnetic field here, you can see that we're causing a different path for each of the ions that will be related to their mass. And on that basis, then we're able to discriminate between, in this case, 37 chlorine and 35 chlorine. If it's an organic molecule, you'll find that there'll be a large ion for the molecular ion, and there'll be small fragments because the lifetime of your molecule to get from one end of the mass spectrometer to the other is often not sufficient, and so it'll fall apart into little bits, which we call fragment ions.